Well, checking sports this morning in men's college hoops, Ore Oregande shed his defender on a pick and hit a pretty three-pointer from the wing, tying the game in overtime, and Drake went on to defeat Southern Illinois 88-84 last night. Oregande, who scored a career-high 19 points on 6-for-9 shooting with 4 three-pointers, stepped up with a three, a key offensive board, and 2 clutch free throws in the last 12 seconds of regulation to force a tie after Drake had lost a 13-point second-half lead. The Bulldogs have won 3 of their last 4 now. Reed Timmer led Drake with 20 points. Deontay Murray, McMurray had 18 points. Oregande has scored 13 or more in 6 of the last 7 games. Drake improves to 6-13 overall, but more importantly, 4-3 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Northern Iowa's won 2 straight in Missouri Valley Conference action. Bennett Cook scored 21 points and hauled down 9 rebounds. And senior guard Jeremy Morgan had 17 points and 8 boards as the Panthers topped Loyola 72-69 in double overtime as they avenged a loss to the Ramblers in Chicago.
Now that's a big turnaround from, you know, 2 weeks ago or however long ago it was that we played them. You know, we're playing at a better, much higher level than we were 2 weeks ago, and I think that showed tonight.
Morgan credits defense for the win as Loyola shot 43% from the floor and committed 20 turnovers.
They are a really good shooting team. You know, they caused some problems for us there at their place with the ball screen. They were able to get a lot of really easy shots. And, you know, we made their shots difficult. Obviously, they're really good shooters, so they're going to knock some down. But, you know, I think we did a great job of keeping the ball in front of us this game and, you know, contesting their shots.
The Panthers also had a huge advantage at the line, hitting 24 of 30 free throws. Cook was 15 of 17 from the stripe. And UNI coach Ben Jacobson says interior play was a key to that win.
That's 4 games in a row for Clint where he's been pretty darn good. And that's 2 in a row for Bennett where he's been very aggressive. Luke obviously had a great first half. So we had 3 guys down there where we could throw it down there and something was happening. We put more pressure on them that way.
UNI is 2-5 in the Valley. They're 7-11 overall on the season. Also in top 25 men's college hoops, unranked Oklahoma limped into Wednesday's men's basketball schedule with a 7-9 record. They walked out with their biggest win of the year. Jordan Woodard hit a layup with 2 seconds left in overtime to give the Sooners an 89-87 victory at number 7 West Virginia. Also in top 25 play, Jonathan Isaac finished with 23 points and 10 rebounds as 10th-ranked Florida State beat number 15 Notre Dame 83-80. Number 16 Virginia scored 15 straight points in the first half in a 71-54 stifling of Boston College. Also was 24th-ranked South Carolina, a 57-53 winner over number 19 Florida. Number 20 Cincinnati has a 9-game win streak as the Bearcats beat Temple 81-74. The Iowa Hawkeyes will try to bounce back from a lackluster effort in a loss at Northwestern when they host 25th-ranked Maryland tonight. The Terrapins are 4-1 in the Big Ten. They're 16-2 overall.
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, we have to be better at what we're doing. And then we shift to Maryland because they're different dramatically than the previous 2 teams we played, but that's not uncommon in our league.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Maryland's guard tandem of junior Mello Trimble and freshman Anthony Cowan average better than 28 points a game.
You know, they have a really good guard play right now, great quickness. You know, the young guys are playing well. Trimble's playing really well. But they got a lot of weapons, and Mark does a really good job with their offense and getting guys shots, and so we got to be ready.
McCaffrey says 6'9" freshman Ryan Creener has earned additional playing time. After scoring a total of 30 points in Iowa's first 17 games, the Spirit Lake native has scored 20 points over the past 2 games, making 9 of 11 shots.
He's a good shooter with great confidence in his ability to shoot the ball. He's going to keep shooting the ball. Nothing lingers on misses. If he's open, he shoots it. If he's got an opportunity to drive it, he'll drive it. He doesn't do anything crazy. He doesn't put his head down and try to drive through packs of people and charge. If there's room, he goes. If there's not, he moves it on. He screens and rolls, and he's active, and he's tough.
We'll have that game for you live tonight. Pre-game coverage, 5 o'clock here on KJAN. Tip-off is just after 6 o'clock this evening. We'll have that contest live. Women's college hoops, Nina Davis scored 17 points. Kalani Brown had 16, and second-ranked Baylor won its 16th consecutive game, beating Iowa State 68-42 last night in a surprisingly low-scoring contest. In a game matching the Big 12's 2 highest-scoring teams, Baylor was held nearly 25 points below its national best 92.6 point-per-game average. Baylor 18-1, 7-0 in Big 12 conference play now as Iowa State is 10-8. They're 1-6 in the conference. Bridget Carlton had 17 points and Jada Buckley had 15 for Iowa State. In high school hoops last night, a couple of corner conference tournament semifinal games in the girls' post a regular season tournament. It was the Stanton girls beating Essex 58-54, while Sydney beat Fremont Mills 64-54 last night. In football news, Iowa running back Derek Mitchell Jr. is leaving the program. He plans to play his final season at another school. The Hawkeyes announced Wednesday that Mitchell will graduate in May and then transfer with a year of eligibility remaining. Mitchell began his Iowa career as a wide receiver in 2014 before moving to running back. He was a third down specialist in 2015, rushing for 162 yards and a couple of touchdowns and catching 15 passes for 141 yards. But Mitchell barely played in 2016 as LaShawn Daniel Jr. and Akram Wadley split snaps. Wadley, also a talented receiver, will be the featured back in 2017. Atlanta Falcons All-Pro wide receiver Julio Jones was held out of Wednesday's practice after aggravating his sprained toe in Saturday's playoff win over Seattle. Jones is expected to play in Sunday's NFC Championship game against Green Bay. He missed two games with the toe injury late in the regular season. Meanwhile, Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson sat out another practice as he tries to recover from broken ribs. Nelson had to miss Sunday's win over the Cowboys after getting injured in Green Bay's rout to the Giants. Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown has apologized for live streaming video from the team's locker room following its win over Kansas City. Brown posted a message late Tuesday on Facebook and Twitter saying that he let his emotions and general excitement get the best of him. Brown's 17-minute-long live stream caught Coach Mike Tomlin using a handful of profanities during his post-game speech, including a derogatory term for AFC Championship game opponent New England. Tomlin said that Brown will be disciplined internally but will be on the field on Sunday. In baseball news, don't bother to invite Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, or Yvonne Rodriguez to a barbecue the last weekend in July. Unless, of course, that barbecue is in Cooperstown. The Baseball Hall of Fame will open its doors to Bags, Rock, and Pudge on July 30th after they were selected by the Professional Baseball Writers Association of America on the required 75% of the ballots. Closer Trevor Hoffman finished just 5 votes shy of election, while outfielder Vladimir Guerrero fell 15 votes short. Edgar Martinez was 6th in the voting. Bagwell was named on 86.2% of the ballots. The former first baseman spent his 15-year Major League career with the Astros, hitting .297 with 449 home runs and 1,529 RBIs. Raines was chosen on 86% of the ballots in his final year of eligibility. The one-time Montreal Expos outfielder was a lifetime .294 hitter with 170 homers, 980 RBIs, and 808 stolen bases. He served as one of the game's best leadoff hitters of the 1980s and 90s. Rodriguez was a defensive standout behind the plate and hit .296 with 311 homers and 1,332 RBIs in a career spent mostly with the Rangers. Rodriguez was selected on 76% of the ballots despite his alleged link to performance-enhancing drugs. Two other steroid-tainted superstars were snubbed again by the voters. Roger Clemens was named on 54.1% of the ballots, while Barry Bonds made it on 53.8%. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.